Welcome to the Big Red Zone Podcast. Coming at you for the second time this week, which is a new personal best. I'm one of your hosts, Max.
I'm one of your other hosts, Brad.
And I'm your other host, Rowan.
And we got to keep this one snappy. We're on an hour long per week quota, and we're dangerously close to exceeding that. Otherwise, we're staying in touch way longer than any of us want to be, let's say.
Weeks 2, 3, 4, and now 5 in a row.
Well, you know, I'm a big believer that sometimes you gotta, if you're talking and seeing someone too long, then you run out of things to talk about. So
yeah,
glad we're keeping it short so that next week we have things to talk about.
Yeah. Speaking of, since we're on a time crunch, I'd like to debut a little segment for the pod. It was Roey's turn, and then it was Brad's turn, and now it's mine. So I think the name for this one is a little more fun than the actual segment, but I came up with the name, and then I just stuck to it. So this one's called Quarter Season Conundrums. And basically for the segment, each of us is going to bring, like, something they're confused about this young NFL season to the table, and we're basically going to come to a consensus on it. So I'm going to start just to, like, get the ball rolling, and it's very, like, topical, and then we'll see what Roey and Brad come up with. But basically, I'm super confused on whether the Rams are a contender or whether the Rams are a pretender. And I think this was no more perfectly embodied than this week, where I thought for sure they would blast the Niners with their second-string quarterback and eighth-string receivers out of the water and ended up getting beaten and, like, gave up Mac Jones's best game. And they, like, were up crazy against the Eagles, lost, like, scraped out against the Colts because Adonai Mitchell dropped a ball at the goal line. So, guys, I want you to help me figure out, like, are the Rams a contender or a pretender?
Can I just say something real quick about the Rams, about the Niners?
Yeah.
So, you guys know I'm a huge Bill Belichick guy. Like, I think he is the greatest coach to ever walk the earth.
Brad, not gonna lie, when all of Boston turned on Bill, you were the only one I was talking
only
to.
Only one, yes.
Like, when y'all were winning, guy, like, 4 games a season, you were like, I'm loving it. Give me more of this.
I was like, he's playing chess. Everyone else is playing checkers.
Right, right.
And Bill, I trust. So it's just really painful. Really painful to see Mac Jones look
as Brad better. Always says, love is love. And, you know, that doesn't preclude Bill Belichick.
So, I don't know. It's an interesting take that, like why did the Niners pay Purdy? Like, straight up. Like, yeah. I'm not saying Mac Jones looks as good as Purdy, per se. I think it could be made the argument. But, like, they don't look much worse. Like, they don't look, like, that much worse. I mean, strictly in the games they played this season, Mac Jones looked better. Also, Mac Jones took a beating. Anyway, that's besides the point. Are the Rams?
Yeah, I really appreciate you sticking to the segment, Brad. Really wonderful stuff so far.
Yeah, Max, it really, like, you just kind of left a question. I don't know if it's a segment or just, like, you asking a question.
Bro, help me figure it out.
The segment is all name, no substance.
Facts. But no.
I'm just kidding. I like the segment.
But no, so are the Rams pretenders or contenders? Like, I mean, look, if Kyron Williams doesn't fumble that ball and cost me another 6 points in fantasy, the Rams win that game. You know, Roey always says division games are tough, right? Although, Roey, Rams are actually in the division with that.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Good to remember.
But no, division games are tough. Like, personally, I think they're contenders only because I think the NFC is, like, wide open. Like, I just, like, beyond, like, the Eagles, who themselves haven't looked right, if you will. There's not a team that's, like ironclad, you know? Like, the Packers have looked bad, you know? The Commanders with Jaden Daniels look bad. Like, you know, the Eagles haven't looked right, though they're probably the best. Like, the Rams clearly have looked bad. I mean, like, who's coming out of the NFC? Like, who do you believe in beyond the Eagles?
Lions.
All right, Lions do look pretty good. Lions do look pretty good. And maybe the Bucks, although every game has been close, and they've played some bad teams.
Also, the Giants, very good team.
Very good
You know,
team.
very
Very
good
good.
team.
They've shown
Yeah, I
they can
mean,
beat the top of the AFC. So.
I wasn't expecting us to win that game last week. Just the Giants are too good, you know. So, but no, I think this about the Rams. Like, I think that the Rams season has kind of been defined by three plays, and because of those three plays, they're 1-2 in those three games the last few weeks. The three plays are Adonai Mitchell's fumble, which went their way, so they're 1-0. They won a game pretty much off that. But their two losses, essentially, you can kind of come track them down to that weird play call on fourth down to go for it and just do a run up the middle. That I wasn't watching that game; I was watching Sox Yankees. But as I've heard, like, they'd ran that play like many times throughout the games, and the Niners just knew it was coming. And then for the Eagles, like, if it wasn't for that blocked field goal, they would have won that game as well. And so if those two plays had gone differently, we could be talking about the Rams in a much different light. So I think that because all the games have been very close, they'll be competitive throughout the season. But I think it's just a matter of whether they can activate that clutch factor, which will determine it. So I think they're still contenders, but I think they're going to need to, you know, be on the right side of those clutch moments more often down the stretch.
Just to clarify, Roy, and I don't know if you were watching this specific run because that was after the Yankees Sox Yankees game. Do you disagree with the call to go for it, or you just disagree with the play call
I
if they're
don't
gonna?
disagree with the call to go for it at all.
Okay, because
I
I
think.
liked going for it. I thought it was like if you get a field goal, at best you're tying that game.
I think that two ties in a row on primetime games would have just been terrible. I just think that the play call was just, it was some plays you can tell that the defense knows exactly what's going to happen. And watching that play, it was pretty clear that the reason why it failed is the defense knew exactly what was going to
It's
happen.
also just shocking because, like, isn't McVay one of the best, offensive minds? Like he can't, Andy Reid would have spun up something beyond a run
Yeah.
up the middle if the Chiefs were in that position. But yeah, surprising. All
Like,
right.
with all due respect, like, try and put the ball into the hands of your best player. Like, and that's Stafford and Puka, right? Like, Kyron's solid, but, like, if he's getting
Well,
hit, he's going down.
Kyron is amazing. He's incredible.
Brad, how's that going for you for fantasy?
This week it's going great. I
This
appreciate
week's going
you
great.
asking. But okay, well, in the spirit of time, I can share a little quarter season conundrum if you'd
The
like.
downside of this pod is you can only do it once a year. Half season conundrum doesn't quite have the same ring
Yeah,
to it.
wouldn't be like, I don't know, mid-season crisis. Like that just wouldn't make any sense.
Nope.
All right, my quarter season conundrum.
All right, I'll
Are
give me.
the
All right,
Pats
okay.
what?
I was gonna give it because it seemed like you didn't have one.
You should
So,
go. You should
yeah, I'll
go.
give it. All right.
You
Great,
should
great
go.
segue, Brad. Great segue.
You
I
should
love it.
go. I was just trying to continue the segue until it came to me.
My quarter season conundrum is one that we kind of scratched the surface on last week, but are the Steelers winning the AFC North? Like, I like the way I see it is this. I think that the Bengals are out, the Browns are out, and it's going to come down to the Steelers or the Ravens. And I think that under most circumstances, like, frankly, even under a Justin Fields-led Steelers from last year, I would even be more so inclined to say that maybe the Steelers have a chance to pull it out because I feel like that was just a grittier team. But the Steelers of this year, just something isn't really clicking with me. Like, I know they're 3-1. I know by default, currently, they're the best team in the AFC North, but the way they've been winning games hasn't been super convincing. I really see this as a team that's going to flame out towards the end of the year. And as long as the Ravens can keep it 3 to 4 games behind them, they could catch up. So I am inclined to think that even though it's pretty close, I would still put my money on the Ravens, especially if they're able to win one of these next 3 games without Lamar.
I think, like, the tough part here is, like, Ravens are behind by 2 games, right? I mean, listen, it's like early season still, but Ravens are behind by 2 games, and, like, they have 2 games against the Steelers, right? And if the Ravens are, like, just flat out a better team, Like they should win those games and then own the tiebreak and then by de facto like own the division. I think the tough part is like they're starting Cooper Rush. Like without Lamar, I think Derrick Henry will not be as effective. Like I don't think Cooper Rush like
They weren't
is a
really
good
using
enough.
Derrick Henry though, with
What?
Lamar. They weren't really using Derrick Henry the way they should have the last 2 weeks, though.
Yeah, I think it's just more so like as much as you say something's wrong with the Steelers, like something is wrong with the Ravens, where this is like not the Ravens team we're used to seeing. And I frankly like don't think the auxiliary pieces are good enough to stay afloat with a backup QB. And I think the Steelers will just like pad their lead. Like it might come down and be close, especially if Lamar comes back, but I ultimately think like these next few weeks are really gonna sink the Ravens.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, for me, it comes down to no, only because of the schedule. Like, the Steelers have a very easy first half and a very hard second half. And so, like, they need to clean up on the first half, which they're doing, but they don't look dominant. You know what I mean? Like their performances gives me no confidence that they can actually, like, you know, be, like, win any of those tough second half games. And assuming Lamar comes back and the Ravens don't continue to just collapse and just like can steady themselves, I'm not even saying like dominant, but just steady themselves, I think there will be more losses in like the second half. That being said, you know, it is on the board, the winner of the AFC North having like a bad record, like either like 9-8 or like 8-9 or something, and people complaining about how it's the worst division in football. When it was supposed to be the best. I think that's on the board.
Do we? All right. If
I
the
don't think
Ravens
eight
like
and
don't
nine. I
win the
don't think eight and
division,
nine is on the board, but I think 9 and 8 could be probably 10 and 7.
2 years ago or 3 years ago, like the Bucks went into the playoffs as 8-9.
Yeah, I understand, but I just don't see that happening
Yeah.
this year for teams in the AFC North.
So for those of us who said like the Steelers will win the division, right? Is like, do we think this is a scenario where like Ravens just don't make the playoffs? Like they lose all these games with Cooper Rush, and then like there's no point for Lamar to come back because it's a lost season. Or do
If
we think it's
Lamar just
more?
doesn't come back from just like a little hammy tightness, my God, I'm gonna like that's gonna be taken into
But if they're like one
rankings.
in six, like 1 and 5, like if they lose these next two games, like I don't know, you can make an
Yeah, you
argument that.
come back and win. Like I don't know
Yeah.
what the discussion is. Like frankly, even if you're mathematically out, you come in and win and prove that you're not a like having a bad season. Like when I say you, like you as Lamar Jackson, not you as
Yep.
the team.
Yep.
Prove that it's
I
like
don't
the
know.
defense or
I think if
something.
they're mathematically out and the injury is still affecting Lamar, I think they just like take him out the rest of the year. But if Yeah, they're not mathematically out, I think
just
he
like what,
plays.
like what kind of BS is it? Like if they're mathematically out in like week 14, it's just Lamar. Like suppose Lamar comes back in week 12, he plays week 12, week 13, week 14, and they're out. Is he just not playing 15, 16, 17,
I
18?
mean, if the injury's still affecting him, I would say keep him out. Like, what are you trying to prove? If he's
All right, what if he's like not injured anymore, but like they're mathematically eliminated?
not injured, then I think it's fine. But I think
Clearly, he has a
if he's
history of creating a phantom injury when he wants out, so.
I don't know. Like, it's the same point with Joe Burrow. Like, if the Bengals are mathematically out by the time Yeah.
Joe Burrow is eligible to return, why would you put him back in?
Hundred percent.
I just like I don't know, like Joe Burrow gets a little bit of like Joe Burrow has his own problem because I think he's always injured. Lamar Jackson in theory gets a little bit of a pass because like he's not injured, but also like this injury just I don't know, like I don't want to tell him he's not injured when he is, but like, it just doesn't feels weird to me. It feels weird to me. All right, I'll give you my quarter season conundrum before we have to sort of close this out here. Is what's his name?
It's a
CJ
good
Stroud
conundrum.
is CJ Stroud like bad? Like straight up, his first season was great, and everyone was like, you know, like, okay, like this is it. Second season was like worse, but like they made the playoffs and like won a game. And now they can't win to save their lives. And like when they did win, they like it was not because of offense still. Like, are the like forget the Texans. Is CJ Stroud like cooked? You know? Like, I think, you know, maybe he's too dumb. That's a joke. That's a joke. Because of like the test, you know, like that he did very poorly on.
We all understood.
Okay.
We weren't laughing because we didn't understand. We weren't laughing because it wasn't funny.
Okay.
So,
Well, in any case, is CJ Stroud dumb? Done.
is he dumb? Yeah, he's dumb. Conundrum solved. I kind of reserve judgment until they get an actual O-line. I know that's kind of the cop-out answer, but I think he's getting harassed on every play. I think, quite frankly, CJ Stroud like has the yips more or less of like just making dumb decisions, like trying to force it because like the team is on his like he's had to put the team on his back basically. I think to answer your question on where CJ Stroud actually is, I don't think he's like the second coming of Jesus like people thought he would be. Like I think his ceiling is probably like current Baker. Like that's what I would put it at of like really good QB, but probably not that like top echelon. I think until either like gets a new O-line, like improves, like I don't know, play calling, like something changes, I don't think he's gonna show us like the CJ Stroud that we saw his rookie year.
Yeah, I agree that O-line's definitely not helping him out. With good O-line, I think he could probably be closer to that Baker ceiling. But I also think beyond like O-line issues, I think it's also like a bit of a mentality thing. And obviously, I don't know the guy, I don't know his mentality, but just the things
I
that'll
know the
sometimes
guy. He sucks.
yeah, Max, the insider, you know, knows everybody. But I think, you know, some of the things that have been coming out like recently, I'm sure you guys saw he had that quote about how he wasn't as explosive as he is in high school, and let alone like we're like older than this guy. Like I think he's like 23, and he's talking about not being explosive anymore. Then there was the off season after his rookie year, he was going on like a whole circuit of podcasts, like giving his top five quarterbacks, putting it in here. Then this last off season, he starts telling us that, you know, he doesn't do podcasts anymore because it doesn't give the glory to God or whatever the case is. Like the
He's
point
giving
is that,
quarterbacks advice.
yeah, given quarterbacks advice now, not doing that. Like I think the guy is clearly very influenced by how he plays, and I think that some of the good, better quarterbacks in the NFL are able to kind of keep the same mentality whether they're having good games or bad games. And I just really don't see him as the kind of guy who's able to do that. Like I think he's a bit too. His mentality really corresponds with if he's winning or losing or putting up stats or not. And I just haven't seen it enough from him to be able to really have full confidence that he's able to play independent of a good O-line.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think the Texans are not winning the division this year, and I think that like they're probably not gonna have a great season. Whether you want to say it's because of the O-line or not, he's got good weapons around him, and I think that like you know, unless I see like two consecutive seasons of like good play, like you know, close to that Baker ceiling, I think he's locked out of from the top 10. Like I think he's just like cannot be put in like the top 10. Like this year he's not in the top 15, you know, but like I guess what I'm trying to say is I think he's locked out of the top 10 and until, you know, until two consecutive seasons of like decent play. 'Cause I think he's like he's getting worse, not better.
I think he's like locked in the Trevor Lawrence tier of like great potential, but like bad real life quarterback. And T-Law's having like a little bit better year this year. So
Well,
honestly, maybe that's even disrespect to T-Law, but.
So yeah, not really. It's quite interesting because both Trevor Lawrence and CJ Stroud have played terribly this year. But the difference is Trevor Lawrence's team is better and is at least winning more and like 3-1. And CJ Stroud's team is 1-3. But like if you look at T-Law's stats, they're terrible. Like 26th, 28th, 29th. Like he has been terrible. Like terrible this year. He keeps
Horrible.
intercepting it in the red zone. So like I don't think I don't think that Trevor Lawrence has been like better this year. I think that like Trevor Lawrence is just luckier this year. But yeah,
Yeah.
don't want to get into anything but luck.
Rowie, do you got time to speed through picks or do you got to get out of here?
Let's speed through it. Let's speed through it.
All
All right,
right, I
ready?
got him pulled up.
All right. Oh, go ahead, Max.
No, you can list them off.
Okay. 49ers, Rams.
Rams.
Rams. All right, Minnesota, Cleveland. Who's tracking?
I can do it.
Or do we not have time to track?
All right.
All right.
Right, Vikings, Browns.
Vikings.
Vikings.
Browns.
Interesting.
Damn.
Thanks.
Big Dylan Gabriel guy.
Max, we don't have time for commentary.
All right.
Cowboys, Jets. I'm going Cowboys.
Give me the Jets.
Cowboys. Jets are
Broncos.
not an 0-5 team. All right, no commentary. My bad.
Broncos, Eagles.
Give me the Broncos.
Yeah, give me the Eagles. Texans, Ravens. Give me Texans.
Yeah, give me Texans.
Yeah, Texans.
Terrible game. Dolphins, Panthers.
Give me Dolphins.
Give me Panthers. Raiders, Colts. Give me Colts.
Yeah, probably give me Colts. Yeah.
Give me Raiders.
Yeah, I thought about it. I
All
thought
right,
about it.
this one's a tough, like a great matchup, a great team versus a bad team. Giants versus Saints.
It feels like a bit of a trap game, but I'm gonna still take the Giants.
Yeah.
Saints. Titans, Cardinals, give me Cardinals.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cardinals.
Bucks, Seahawks, give me the Bucks.
Give me the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Lions, Bengals, give me the Lions.
Yep.
Yeah, Ryan.
All right, Manders, Chargers, give me is Jaden Daniels is playing, right?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Give me the Chargers. Yeah, give me the Chargers.
Yeah, give me the Chargers. I'm like out on the Commanders.
Yeah, give me the Chargers.
Right, and Pats, Bills, Sunday Night Football. Give me the Pats. All right, give me the Bills.
Yeah, I'll take the Bills, sadly.
Yeah, build by a million.
Right, Chiefs, Jags, Monday night. Give me the
Chiefs. Yeah, unfortunately, they're back.
Chiefs. They're back.
This week is not very hype. I'm gonna be real.
No, very unhype, actually. Not looking
Yeah.
back at the games.
Some
But
hype fantasy matchups,
high fantasy matchups. Some. All right, boys. Have a safe flight.